This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Dug in behind dirt beams, artillery crews in southern Israel calibrated shells and then loaded them into massive self-propelled guns. They yelled warning, firing before the gun belted fire and smoke and sent the explosive hurtling toward a target in the Gaza Strip. The month-long war between Israel and Hamas is intensifying on the ground in Gaza. As civilian casualties in Gaza mount, U.S. and international leaders are calling for a temporary ceasefire to allow humanitarian aid to enter Gaza. But Israel insists fate of its many hostages must be resolved first. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
In Israel, the public is focused on the fate of some 240 hostages, including 30 children. Demonstrations in support of the hostages are intensifying, with demands that Israel not agree to a ceasefire or allow humanitarian aid into Gaza until the hostages are freed. Israelis say the hostage kidnappings and brutal murders of 1,400 Israelis, most of them civilians, as well as the rising toll of soldier deaths in the ground invasion of Gaza, have profoundly shaken their sense of security. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israel said 31 soldiers had been killed since it began expanded ground operations in Gaza on October 27th and reiterated that Hamas was hiding with civilians and at hospitals. Hamas has urged the UN to verify the false narrative that Hamas is based in hospitals. The White House said U.S. President Joe Biden held a phone call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday and said it was imperative step